Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim. Now coming up shortly is the second segment of the program, the second hour of the program. Alhamdulillah. We returned from Durban late yesterday evening. Most of the team members have returned. It has been a phenomenal weekend for Radio Islam. We arrived in Durban on Saturday, in fact on Thursday late night or Friday early morning. I had Juma at the Westville Jamia Masjid, Mulana Habib Bobat at the Amshlanga Masjid, Mulana Suleiman Rawat at the Masjid in Overport, Masjid Hilal, and Mulana Ibrahim Daya at Evansdale, I think it is. And then we did the program from our studios, a test run Friday afternoon. We had our reporters all over the city. Ijaz Khan was on Sparks Road. Mulana Ibrahim Daya was by the Pavilion in Spaghetti Junction. Mulana Suleiman Rawat was in Overport. Mulana Habib Bobat was by the harbour as well as by the Burman Bush. Faisal Patel was in the CBD as well as on the beachfront. And the last bulletin from the studio. And we had a number of individuals all across the country as though we've invaded the city. And that was Friday afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. The program was presented by myself and Mulana Junaid Kursani. And that took us all the way up until the Maghrib Azan on Friday afternoon, giving you a taste of the Durban city, sharing very, very interesting information about various aspects of the city of Durban. Then we had our official launch Saturday morning. It started with Mulana Habib Bobat presenting the morning program, chatting to a variety of ulama like Mulana Ahmed Chauhan and other ulama, prominent individuals, Faisal Suleiman, as well as individuals like those from the travel agency, from various role players in KZN that all came into the studios. Mulana also spoke to Mulana Haider Ali Doratsap, who is the station manager and founding member of Radio Islam, and they all gave their perspective. Then 10 to 12, I stepped into the spanking, branding new studios that are in KZN. Really, really smart studios. Alhamdulillah, it has been well done. It's been really, really magnificently put together by those that have put it together and those have overseen it, and Allah reward them all. I presented the program between 10 and 12. We chatted to Mulana Banker, Mufti Zubair Bayat, Farhad Umar from ITV, a number of other individuals. So we had the lines open, we chat to callers and all, and they all gave their perspectives and messages of support for the studios. Saturday evening was the launch program in the Westville Jamia Masjid, Mulana Suleiman Rawat giving a perspective on Islamic media and as to why Radio Islam is in KZN and what KZN listeners could expect. That program was live on the radio. And then Mulana Suleiman Mulla gave a two-hour lecture. It was really, really inspirational. SubhanAllah, Mulana's touching on the aspect of media. Also the fact that our own deeds are consequences or lead to the conditions that we experience in this world. So we need to rectify our deeds. We need to bring honesty in our life. And one of we need to look at the lives of the Anbiya al-Islam, in particular the life of Ibrahim al-Islam. He spoke about that and how to reform ourselves. And his lectures are filled with so much spirituality that one feels spiritually uplifted and motivated after exiting one of those lectures, that you feel like you want to push yourself further, you want to do more for the sake of Allah and gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunday was our launch program that was hosted at the studios. That was for prominent personalities, ulama, key individual supporters, donors, associates of Radio Islam. That went very well. We also had programs in our studios that was hosted by the sisters, Appa Zakira, hosting Appa Zenit, as well as Appa Fahima and Appa Faiza Bloom, Appa Fatima Mullah. The sisters gave their perspective. I think the most interesting perspective with regards to our opening of our state-of-the-art studios in Durban was from Upper Zenith, who has been with Radio Islam from the very initial stages, where they would record programs on cassettes in a small three-bedroom home in one of the rooms, and then that would be aired later on. And now for her, I could imagine what she may have been experiencing when she stepped into the studios in KZN and spoke about that, and then looking at the state of the art equipment that she was surrounded by, and you know how things are, the best of decor, the best of equipment, and looking at the humble beginnings of Radio Islam 20 years ago, and her perseverance and persistence and continuous dedication to the station and serving the Ummah, that 20 years later she's still with the radio station, and for her to see how it has grown. And you know, there are people that join the radio station on a continuous basis with the beginning of the year, last year, 2 years, 3 years, and many now see the radio station as this powerful entity that, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, dominates the Islamic media landscape across the country. Yet perhaps they may not understand the sacrifices of individuals like Upper Zenith, who was here from the very beginning and believed in the brand and continued to remain attached to it over the years, and you know, has brought it to the stage where it is now, alhamdulillah. We had that program, our own launch program, which was on invite, and many people attending that. That finished at around 3:30 to 4, and that is when our vehicles left. We were in the Hilux Bucky, myself, Ijaz, Mulana Ibrahim Daya, as well as Mulana Habib Bawat, and then the X-Trail, there were team members. Now, there were those in some cars, as well as the 19-seater. And by around midnight, a large contingent had reached home. There were some who reached slightly later. And alhamdulillah, all reached safely, all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On a Saturday morning, as I was signing out, I said I'll be at the studios at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. It seemed very far away. We still had a program to do on Saturday evening. We still had to have our launch lunch. We still had to travel back. And all of it, after all of that, I was supposed to have been here, as Mullah Suleiman Rawat is still in Durban. And it seemed very far away, it seemed difficult to achieve, but nevertheless, all thanks to Allah, that I was able to make it in one piece and present myself before you this morning at 6 a.m. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.